for joining us. But now it is a pleasure to welcome back a gentleman who is always a member of this MRN radio family, a two-time NASCAR champion and one of the absolute best broadcasters ever to come down the pike, although it's going to be interesting to see how his son Dale gives him a run for the money now. But Ned Jarrett, how are you, Ned? Good to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you, Eli. I'm doing great. It's good to be back on MRN. Of course, we're on a daily basis with the world of racing, but it's good to be on your show.
Definitely. And as we mentioned, Ned Jarrett's World of Racing has been a staple of this network for so many years. And now Dale is climbing into the broadcast booth full time before long. I guess it's just in the family genes, huh?
I guess so. He really enjoys doing that and is looking forward to it becoming a full-time profession for him. And I guess he saw what happened as far as my career is concerned, moving from the driver's seat to broadcasting. And things are a little bit different, though, him going into it now, the technology and so many things have changed over the years. But I'm glad to see him heading in that direction.
I remember you and I have talked many times, and we discussed how you retired very early. You were a young man, and you decided to hang it up. What was the discussion like, if at all? Did Dale consult you as to what you thought he should do, or was this a decision that's left unto each individual athlete or driver?
Last year, he came to me, Eli, and said that he was thinking about hanging it up, although when he signed the deal with Michael Walter Pracing and going with Toyota beginning last year, he signed a two-year deal and had intended to run the full 2 years. But last year, as everyone knows, was not a very good year for DJ and Michael Walter Pracing and Toyota all combined, and that was expected with a new manufacturer coming in with brand new teams and new people, and it was a tough assignment that Michael Waltrip took under his scope there. But as the season went on, Dale began to look at his future and decided, first of all, that he would not go beyond this year. And then when an opportunity came up with UPS, that they would stick with him and also stick with Michael Waltrip Racing, he decided then to, and asked my opinion on it, thought that might be the right direction to go, and I gave him my blessings. I sort of have mixed feelings about it, but still, I think it's the right thing for him to do.
Ned, as much as we love talking racing with you, I am tickled to know that you're feeling well over the years. You know, you've confided in me and a lot of us that, you know, things weren't always 100% medically for you, and that's really one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on tonight, along with Dr. Rashid Buttar, who is going to be joining us here in just a moment. He runs a medical center for research for people, ostensibly, I guess the term would be untreatable conditions, although you've been treated through his approach. How are you feeling? You doing well?
I'm doing well, Eli. In fact, I feel the best right now. I've felt in a long, long time. Back in 2002, I had some heart problems and went the traditional route and went to my cardiologist, and they did a catheterization and found an artery that was blocked, and they put a couple of stents in, and it didn't improve much. And a couple of months later, I went back, and they did another catheterization and put a couple more stents in, and it helped a little, but it didn't really cure the problem. And I started looking around for alternative medicine, and I learned about Dr. Buttar, and so I started going to him at the first part of 2003, and he put me on a chelation program, of course, changed my diet some, and a supplement program, and boy, it has made a world of difference. And we learned, and part of his program is that the chelation is that they test you to see how many heavy metals you might have in your body. Of course, it can't tell exactly how much you got in there, but they can do tests and see how much comes out. So there's a good idea of how much is in there, and mercury too. Now, how much of that might have been race-related, I don't know. But being around leaded gasoline as long as I was, and I did have a heavy content of lead in my system, which was affecting my vascular system. And also I had a heavy content of mercury. And the chelation program has helped to take most of that out. I'm still on a maintenance program now, but it has made a world of difference in the way that I feel, and has taken away the angina and the shortness of breath and the things that I was having with the heart problems.
Dr. Batar joins us now as well. Doctor, good evening to you. Obviously, you've worked wonders with our buddy over here, with Ned. It's an interesting approach. I don't know if you'd call this, what, holistic medicine or whatever, but obviously it worked. How did you set about curing our buddy here?
Well, it's I'm trained in general surgery. Originally, it's interesting that our medical paradigm right now is to treat a symptom with a drug, and unfortunately, it took me a number of years to figure out that God didn't design our bodies to have various reactions that are occurring in our body all the time to be blocked, but rather to be enhanced. And when we take a drug, we're actually covering up a symptom. So if I can be presumptive here and go into and make an analogy with a car, for instance, it would be like a blinking light, warning light on the dashboard that there's something wrong. And what we do is, instead of trying to figure out what's causing that blinking light in modern medicine and traditional medicine, we tend to take the fuse out so that that light's no longer flashing, and so we get a false sense of security. And really the approach that I use, and that a number of other doctors use in the country, is that we try to optimize the system. And one of the ways we can optimize the system is to look at the body and see what is in the body that's not supposed to be there, what is something that could be inhibiting or impeding the various reactions that are taking place. I don't think people realize this. In fact, I didn't even realize this until just a few years back, but there's over 100,000 reactions occurring in each cell per second every day. So when you start looking at all these metabolic processes going on in our system, and then you have things like heavy metals, as in Mr. Jared's case, those things can affect the system, and there have been study after study that have shown this. The American Journal of Cardiology published a study in 1999 that patients that died of a certain type of a heart condition called idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy had 22,000 times the safe level of mercury within their heart tissue. There's been studies done in the New England Journal of Medicine. These are all very reputable medical journals showing there was a direct correlation between heart attacks and the toenail clipping levels of mercury. In the Journal of Circulation, there's a number of articles, and this is a vascular surgery journal, and they found that lead, low-level lead, causing changes on the inner wall lining of the vessels that cause the atheroma formation, the scar formation, the clot formation to start, and then the body tries to protect itself, and that's where the clot begins, because the body's trying to protect itself from the microvascular damage caused by these metals. It's a process called lipid peroxidation. So all
well,
we really
what,
did...
Doc, yeah. No, I hate to cut you off here, but we're getting far deeper into this than I had anticipated. But we just wanted to have both of you on very briefly just to let Ned know that we're tickled that you're feeling well. And, Doctor, we're tickled that you and Ned were able to hook up together. And I wish you both continued success. Definitely so.
Well, thank you, Eli. Dr. Batar's office is directly behind Joe Gibbs Racing in Huntersville, North Carolina. So he's real close to racing there.
Well, we'll keep an eye on both of you. And, fellas, thanks so much for being with us. We're back in just a moment.